Karen McCaig, you're victorious here tonight in Hayley Park. What are your thoughts after that?
Very, very tough game. We knew that going on. Kilcare, some quality players, a lot of quality county players at that. We were under no illusions, you know, how tough they were going to be, despite them only getting out of Donegal this year. We knew it was going to be a tough game, and it was that.
Yeah, you got off to a great start, but Kilcare came back at you. What was the feeling like in the dressing room at half time?
I'm not going to say panic, we were just a bit frustrated with ourselves. The problem came, as I said before, with their own kickouts.
Yes.
I think they turned over maybe 6 or 7 of their own kickouts and seemed to get the scores resulting in that. And we just ironed that out half time, and it showed in the second half once we got that sort, we kicked on.
Did the half time break come at a good time for you there?
Well, you know, we probably had enough know-how and good enough characters in our team to turn around on the pitch, but probably it did come at a good enough time, to be fair.
Yeah, the third quarter you were brilliant, like you really tore strips into them really, and a great goal from Shane McGuigan.
Certainly, we sort of got a running game going at that stage. You had your Paddy Cassidy, Sammy Bradley, Shane McGuigan's just coming thundering through the middle. A lovely bit of off the shoulder play, and at the end of a goal, maybe 6 or 7 points in that third quarter, as you say, and that just gave us a platform to kill the game off.
And did you have to dig deep to win that game there?
Absolutely. Any time you go on at half time, a point down against a quality side like Kilcare, you're always going to be under pressure. To be fair, we didn't panic whatsoever. You could see that in the performance. We steadied things up in the second half. A lot of our basic skills were tidied up. Defending at times maybe wasn't great, but we had enough attack and threat there the night just to get us over the line.
And it was a great game, but one of the highlights was your battle with Ryan McHugh. It was a real good tussle out there. How did you find it?
Oh, it was tough. Ryan McHugh's a quality player, all-star young player of the year. I'm playing with a lot of good players around him, but just an enjoyable battle to be a part of, and hopefully another big one coming now in the final.
Yeah, you're going into the Ulster final now. It's familiar territory for you. You're looking forward to it, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I'm going to come up against either Derry Gonnell or Kevin Gales, two teams we have played before, two teams we've had a bit of bother with before as well. So we'll get down to Clonus tomorrow, see what both teams are about, and we'll just sort of try and prepare ourselves as best we can for 2 weeks' time.